Weiter in Shas. We're in Daf Mem Gimel, picking it up on Mem Beis and Mabeis by the brand new Perek by the Gemara. Now, we started to say that the Lulav Varava is Shisha Veshiva. It's taking either 6 days or 7 days. Now, the Gemara wants to know, what is Pshat that only if it falls out on day one, if that Shabbos is going to be Docha Shabbos? What if day two is going to be Shabbos? What if day three is Shabbos? What's the big deal? Why shouldn't it be that it's Docha Shabbos? Amai. Tilta ba'almahu v'litchi Shabbos. You know, the only problem here is a derabbanan dikashtikl. There's a mitzvah to take the lulav. Is there a derabbanan not of tiltul? So what's the issue of going and doing it? We should have that the Doraisa certainly knocks off the derabbanan. This is the Gemara. I'm a rabba. Rabba comes along, the famous Gezira derabba. And he says, we're actually worried about a deraisa issue, not a derabbanan of muksa, but a deraisa issue of a person who's going ahead and he's going to take his lulav. And Rashi says, "Na'anuo ubirkaso." You're going to bring a talmid chacham to figure out how to shake it and how to make the bracha. And by doing that, you're going to be going through Rishus HaRabim. You're going to be carrying it Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. That says deraisa. Beep, turn the page. Mem Gimel Manav. And that we know is a problem. Okay, and that's why we don't do it on Shabbos. Behind the time of the shofar, similar to the idea when it comes to shofar, which means when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and we don't go and blow the shofar. Behind the time of the Megillah, and similarly the idea of Megillah, that we don't read the Megillah, if it falls on Shabbos, you don't go and read it on Shabbos either, because we're worried that we're going to carry that on Rosh Hashanah. So that's going to worry, Hachi, if that's really the case, if that's what you're worried about, so then why is it okay on the first day? Yom Rishon Nami, even if the Yontif falls out, if Sukkot falls out, the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, then that shouldn't work as well because of Gezer the Rabba. Why is it we know that that is Taka going to be okay? There's going to be, like the Mishnah said, that there is going to be 7 days or 6 days. Why are we, when are we going to have that there's 7 days? Why shouldn't we be worried? The Gemara Rishon Hatakinale Rabbanon Bebeso. Rashi explains that what happens, we said that Rishon, the first day, if it falls on a Shabbos, and they're Mesakin, the Rabbanon Mesakin, to do it in your house. Says Rashi, Kedigatani Masnisa, and Hiskinu Shei Kol Echad Ve'echad Notu Bebeso. Right, when they bring in their house, Mitoch Shelo Hitartalo El Bebeso, since they matter to do it all in your house, Zacharu Velo Asila Fuke, you're going to remember, and you're not going to go ahead, and you're not going to bring it out, you're not going to carry it outside. Why did they make it do in the house? We spoke about yesterday, 2 days ago, because of the danger that was happening. People were just basically jumping all over each other. Okay, now, okay, I understand. You just explained once the takana was enacted. What about kodem takana, before you have the takana? Michael Lemaimer, what are you going to say then? Because we said we did a takana because of the danger involved. Before the takana, so it was actually done in the Beis HaMikdash, aren't you worried you're going to go carrying it outside? What's here? What's going on? Ella Rishon the Isim in a Torah Begvulin Lo Gazibuhu Rabbanan. Since we know Ella Rishon the Isim in a Torah Begvulin, we know that even on the first day, it's not only in the Beis Hamikdash where we go and we do it, but even the Begvulin, which means that there's chayv to go out and take the lulav, and that's like even outside of Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Therefore, Lo Gazibuhu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't gozer in such a time. However, Hanach, if it fall on the other 6 days, the lestum in a Torah b'gvulin, that midaraisa doesn't exist for the gvulin, for the outside of Yerushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, the outside of Beis HaMikdash, gozer b'rabbanan, then they were gozer, and they don't allow you to do it on other days. In fact, in Marahachi, that's really the case. Ha'idonami. Then what about nowadays? We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we allow people to go and do it in their houses, right? We know that we're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It falls on Shabbos even the first day. Says, this is a different issue. Rashi says, Shema ein yom tov ad lamachar, dahavad lameyavad elul me'ubar. Maybe we should have made elul me'ubar, and therefore, we, because of the fact that we actually don't know what day it is, therefore we're worried about the fact that maybe this day is not really Yontif, and really it's just Stam Shabbos, and then you're carrying it on Shabbos, and that would be a problem. In fact, the Gemara, but inu the other people with the Archi Litchu. So what about the people that do know, meaning the people living in Eretz Yisrael, who know when the days are set up? Because remember, how they used to do it, they used to go out, someone would see the new moon, they would come to Beis, they would say it's Rosh Chodesh, and then they would send out the runners, they would go throughout Yerushalayim, they would go throughout Eretz Yisrael, but outside of Eretz Yisrael. And so, you know, Yom Tov Shemini Segalos, people don't know. What about the people that are living in Yerushalayim? They actually did know. So what's the din then? Do they go ahead and they take it on Shabbos if it's the first day it falls on Shabbos? As the Gemara in Chanami, yep, they do that. That is exactly correct. That is what we do. The Tani Chada, because Rav Mishnah says, this is our Mishnah, that be Yom Tov Rishon Shochag Shachalios B'Shabbos. And the first day of Sukkot, the first time on Shabbos, Kol Amul Lichen Zilvein L'Harabayis. Everyone will bring their lulavs to Harabayis. Utanan, we have another Mishnah that says, Tanan Yidach L'Beis HaKnesses, they brought to the Beis HaKnesses. Shema Mino, what do we learn from here? Khan, the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, so they brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And Khan, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so they bring to the Beis HaKnesses, even though it was on Shabbos. So Taka, we say they did do it on Shabbos. Shema Mino, that's Taka, what they used to do. What would you do, even when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? We're going to see Gemara later on, that's going to maybe go against us, but for now, we'll hold on to it. The Isa Minator Begvul Minola. Now, Frekta Gemara, Stam, how do you know that the first day is Midoraisa, that the Doraisa is Shtikl in Gvulin, in Yerushalayim? The time is Gvulin Tenebraisa. Ulakachtem, Lakachtem, Lacham, Biom, Arishon, Priyat, Sadar, Kabas, Tamarim. Ulakachtem means Shetehe, Lakicha, Biyad, Kolach, Riachar. Everyone should be taking. Lachem from the Pasuk means Shalachem, from your own. Lahutzi is a Shalav and Sagazo. It means it can't be borrowed, it can't be stolen. Bayom, Vilfibo Shabbos. It says Bayom, it means even on Shabbos. Rishon, Afilu, Begvulin. First day means even in Yerushalayim. That right there is like we said, that in Yerushalayim, that it's done even if it's Shabbos. And Harishon Malamish Enu Docha El Yom Tov Rishon Mavad. Only if it's Yom Tov Rishon, then it's going to go and knock off Shabbos. But if it's the second day, third day, fourth, fifth, sixth, etc., it will not knock off Shabbos. Okay, so there we go. We understand where it's coming from. Amar Mar Bayom Vafilu B'Shabbos. When it says Kachem Bayom Rishon, means even on Shabbos, Michti. Now let's see, hold on one second. Tilta Ba'amu, we know the whole Isser of taking the lulav is just an Isser Derabanan. And therefore, what do you have a pasuk to come in over and outdo a, Derabanan? Isserich Kral, the Mishri Tilta? You need a pasuk to come and do it? Rashi says, Derabanan, I die in Lones, I Tilta Ba'olam, Uba, Kasav, Latirukan. How does it make sense? We don't even have the Derabanan Isser yet that they're going to come along and a pasuk is mattering, maybe Derabanan is going to happen? No, we're talking about Machshire Lulav. Rashi explains, Ba'kos of Lamech, the Pasuk is coming to tell you that Machshire Lulav Dochnes Shabbos, going and preparing it goes and does it. For example, fixing it up, or even to cut it off a tree and be ma'agid it on Shabbos would be fine also, because that's Machshire Lulav, and that's it, but that's a Daraisa thing. Therefore, you needed a Pasuk to come and to allow yourself by Yom, Va'afilu V'Shabbos, to tell you things that are Daraisa can be done. It goes according to the following Tana. Lulav v'chol machshirav, the dochen is a Shabbos. Lulav and anything is a hechsher. Lulav is doche Shabbos. Not everyone agrees with that, but okay, that's what it says here. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, my time of Divrei Eliezer, what's pshat? Amar Kra, bayom, fafilu b'Shabbos. He darshan, he said, bayom, it means today, and even if today is on Shabbos. The Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, they say, what are you talking about? You can't cut it from a tree on Shabbos. Hi, Bayom, my Obzer, what does he do Bayom with me? Bayom, Bilabalai. They need to tell you that the lulav is only during the day and not at night. Rabbi Eliezer, Bayom, Bilabalai, Leminale, where does he learn it from? Nafkalimi, Sefer Degor, he learns that from the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vesuch Machtim, Lefnei Hashem Lekechem, Shivas Yamim, Yamim, Velo, Lelos. That's what we know, so you don't do a lulav at night. Yamim, Velo, Lelos. The Rabbanan, Yimi Asa, Rabbanan say, no, if you're going to learn out from there, that Havamina would have thought, Leilif, Yamim, Yamim, Sukkah. Maybe we'd make a little move where you compare Yamim, Yamim to Sukkah. And that is, Ma, Lahalan, Yamim, Vafil, Leilos. Just like Sukkah, you have to do a night and a day and a night as well. Afkan, Nami, Yamim, Vafil, Leilos. Except for Lulavasa, maybe it's at a day and also at night. Therefore, the pasuk comes dafka to exclude that concept and to tell you that it's only done during the day. Now, we said about the sukkah. The question is, let's look at the sukkah itself. The sukkah gufa minolan. How do we know the sukkah itself? That it's night and day. That it's day and night. The Torah Rabbanan, the pasuk says, basukos teishu shivas yamim. Yamim v'fil leilos. Night, days and even nights. Atom yamim v'fil leilos. Really? Is that what you want to say? Or, you know, el yamim v'lo leilos. Maybe it means yamim and not nights. Vidunar, it makes sense to say that. Why? Because Nemar Khan Yamim, it says by over here, by Sukkah, it says Yamim. Venegar Balulav Yam, it says by Lulav also the word Yamim. Malaholan Yamim Vololay, it's just like the Lulav is going to be day and not night. Afkan Yamim Vololay, it's maybe here also by Sukkah, it's only day and only night. Now that's one way. The other way is oklacha darvazur. Maybe you would flip it the other way around. Nemar kan yamim by sukkah. It says the word yamim. Nemar b'miluim yamim. It says by the miluim. This is talking about when Aaron Ubanov were becoming the kohanim. And there was the inaugural procession that went on over there. So maybe we should learn it out from there. Nemar b'miluim yamim. Malahol yamim p'yolilo. It's just like over there by the by this whole shtickle. It was days and even nights. Afkan yom v'aflelos here too. It's days and nights. So at this stage now, it could be either like lulav, in which case it's only day and not night, sukkah, or maybe it's like the miluim of the kohanim, and it's day and it's night. Nira lemidoma. Let's take a look and see which one it makes more sense to compare it to. Do you want to compare it to the miluim, or do you want to compare it to lulav? What do you want to compare sukkah to? Dan and davar shemitzvaso kol yom midavar shemitzvaso kol yom. Do we go ahead and do we compare something which is a mitzvah is the entire day, meaning sukkah, from the mitzvah is the entire day, which is a miluim the entire day? V'al yichir davar shemitzvaso shachas, and don't bring a raya from something which is mitzvah is only for one moment, meaning the lulav. Oklacha derzur. Maybe you look at it the following way: dan and davar shemitzvaso ledaris, midavar shemitzvaso ledaris. We should judge that something that is a mitzvah applies for all future generations, something that mitzvah applies for all generations, meaning sukkah and lulav. And don't go ahead and learn it out from miluim. Shein nog l'doros is something which you're not knowing to the doros. Okay, so now it's kind of a stalemate either way. Talmud Lomar, therefore, we have a gezira shava. The pasuk comes and pretty much chooses for us. Beep, turn the page. Mem gimel beis. Teishvu, teishvu, l'gezira shava. Okay, so what comes out? Kum tochois, nemer kan teishvu, v'nemer miluim teishvu. It says by the sukkah, the word teishvu, it says by miluim teishvu, so then we learn out one from the other from Gezer Shava. Malo halon yom v'fil lailos, just like over there when it comes to the miluim, it was for the day and for night. So afkan yom v'fil lailos. Here also with the sukkah, it's got to be day and night. Okay, very good. So we know sukkah is even at night. Now we get up to the next part of the Mishnah. What did it say? Arava Shiva Mina Ketzad. Sorry, Arava Shiva. How does that come out? This is not talking about the regular Aravas that you have on your lulav. This is talking about there was an Arava that was brought around and walked around the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash every single day. And we had said that if it falls out on Shabbos on the seventh day, then it's docha, but if not, then it's not. So the Gemara says, "Arava b'shvi, my taima, docha Shabbos." What's pshat that it's docha Shabbos? Rashi explains, "My taima docha." Why is it docha Shabbos? V'lo gozer bar making zera ki hichi de gozer belulav. Just like you make zera with lulav. The ha-ha-chanami over here also less a minator. It's not atlas minator by gevulin. It's not minator minator in the gevulin kishar yemei achag. Just like the rest of the days of Chag, Lagabi Lulav. The Milo Gazibab Mikdash, why didn't they make a Gezira in the Mikdash? They actually do this. What's going on? I'm Rav Yochanan Kidei Lefarsima Shimina Torah. This is coming to be Mefarsim, to publicize and make clear that this is something that comes from the Torah itself. As Rashi explains, the Fishayna Mefureshis Mina Torah, it's not push it straight out there, Behedya. So shafku laravcha l'mitchi Shabbos chad yoma. So therefore, they left out. It's halacha Moshe Misinai. But the point is that we know that there's something which is taken. Therefore, we give a day dafka that we do it, so a person can remember. This is something midoraisa. Says Gemara Hachi lulav nami lidchi. If that's true, lulav should also be nidche. Should be nidchi. Should knock off Shabbos. Kedei lefarsim should be a toira. It would be a fire same that this is something which comes from the Torah itself. Rashi spells out lulav nami nitchi b'shar yamim b'miktosh kedei lefarsimo shu min haTorah. Other days in the Mikdash also should be done, or to be a fire same to publicize that this is min haTorah kol shiva the whole mifresh behedya the ikel lemeute ulemeimer the high v'samach l'ofnei Hashem shivasam. You would have thought to be mamayed because it says v'samach l'ofnei Hashem shivasamim lav simchas lulav kamar. Good point, says the Gemara, but the Maisa still we say it's a problem. Why? Because lulav gezer mishum derabba, like we spoke about, the fact, the issue, that where people are going to come to carry it, dal and amas rishus rabim. Therefore, we don't allow it to be done on the other times. If that's true, then arava nami nigzer, why don't we make the same issue by the arava? That should be a problem to go that you didn't take it, because then what's going to happen? People are going to come carry it, dal and amas rishus rabim. Says the Gemara, arava shluchei beis in maizla. The arava that's brought in order to go around the mizbeach, that comes from a shliach bezdin. It's not coming from Gans Kleiser. Rashi says, Mayor of Shabbos, the machers ain't a mitzvah the whole adam el kohanim and makifim bas mizbeach. Not for everybody. It's only the kohanim to go to walk on the mizbeach for it. Lulav lakol moser, but lulav was given over to everybody to go and do. Therefore, it's going to come to make some problems by a few people. It's not going to be. So it's going, Yochi, if it's really true, if that's what you want to say. So now where we stand, we're not worried about the fact when it comes to an arava, because shluchei beis din go and take care of it, as opposed to the fact that the lulav lakol moser. So Yochi, if that's really true, there's nothing to worry about when it comes to the arava. So what shot that only of the Shabbos falls on the 7th day is a doka, but the 6th day is not doka, 5th day is not doka. Right, kol yom and nami litchi, every single day it should be able to be docha. So what's pshat that it's only if it comes up to the very last one? Says Gemara, also lefikfukei belulav. If we did that, people are going to come not looking so nicely at the lulav. Rashi says lezalzele belulav. Mishum dolo dachi belulav ele bechad yom. It's only one day. It's going to be pushing it off. V'hai dachi kol yom, meaning depending which day Shabbos comes out any day. Therefore, he made sure not to be doing also lefikfukei belulav. And therefore, they said that the arava should be done one Shabbos, which they picked the 7th Shabbos to be done. In fact, the Gemara v'litchi b'yom tov rishon. Why don't we do the same thing that they said by lulav? Let it be knocking off the first Shabbos, not if it's the last Shabbos. The Gemara lo milchcha milsa. Yo, lo milchcha milsa. It's not going to be obvious. We're not going to know. Rashi says the mishum arava hu. The mifrisam shahim in a Torah. Darmi mishav, we're going to think, the nasta litchos eitz a lulav, nitches afetz al rava, ve'ikr misham lulva. Everyone's going to think that the main thing is because of lulav. Armi lulav hu de kadachi. It's really that the thing that's going to be knocking it off, but a rava by itself wouldn't do such a thing. So in order to knock that away, we ended up doing it in a time that what? Give it a different Shabbos, something that's not the same halachas that come up with the lulav. Okay, v'litchi b'chad me'anach. Pick one of the other 7 days. Why did you pick the 7th day of Shabbos? Why did you pick the second day in Shabbos? The 3rd day, the 4th, the 5th, etc. V'litchi b'chad me'anach. Pick any one of them. Why are you picking that one? It says, Gemara, came in to come mefachta la me'rishon ukmeshri. Since we removed ourselves from Rishon, so we go to something that's a Shvi, we go to the 7th one. Yom Mesuyim, Rashi says. Oh, Rishon? Oh, Achron, the first one or the end one, but something which is clear and distinct. So, fact the Gemara Yachiv, this is really true, that there's not a problem to go to do the Arava. So, Yidmanami Litri, why don't we do it even nowadays? To go ahead and do it on the 7th day, if Shabbos falls on the 7th day, to go ahead and knock it off also, because again, it's individuals that do it. I'm sorry, who did we say do it? It's not taken by individuals, right? It's Shluchei Beis to do it. So, if that's the case, so then why don't we do it nowadays? Says Gemara, Anan, like we said before, Lo Yedinim B'Kibul Yarcha, and therefore may not even be the Shabbos, it may not be Yontif, and there's just Shabbos, therefore there's an issue over there. Aye, but in the Yad B'Kibul Yarcha, L'Tchul, about those living in Yerushalayim, living in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry, they should be able, they did know when the new month was, and they actually knew what day it was, so let them do it. Why don't we let them do it? Nebizmanazeh, says Gemara, Kiyasa Bar, Hed Yomar, when he came, he said, Lo Ikla, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen now anymore. Rashi says, Lo Ikla, Hey, Ma'abrim is Elul, O Echad min Achadashim, Kishiroim, Sheir, Shvi, B'Shabbos. They would always make sure that it wouldn't fall out on Shabbos altogether. So either add a day or subtract or whatever the circumstance would be to make sure that it didn't actually occur. So therefore, this never really happened. Gyasa Ravin, V'chol nechosi amrei. When Ravin and everyone who came along with him came down to Bavel, they said, Ikla v'lo dachi, not true, it actually does fall out on Shabbos, it can fall out, even b'zman hazeh, and yet they still weren't docha. Effect. The Gemara v'lo kasha, this is a kasha. Why isn't it, go ahead and why isn't it, knock it off? To be clear, again, to show that when it was during the times of Beis Hamikdash, it was midor ha'isa, so let it knock off Shabbos. Rav Yosef, man lemalan darava binatila. Dilma bizakifa. Who says that the arava was the way to do it was through netila? Says Rashi, darava b'miglash binatila dalitchi hashta arava yisur midarabanan zichal miglash nichib Shabbos. Who says that that's what it was done? Dilma bizakifa. Rashi says, "Lo yin notan osab yad." They wouldn't take it with their hands. El zokfin osab bitzid mizbech. They would stand it up on the side of the mizbech lechud by itself. Kedetan b'masisin nahash the lekam mizbech echad niskefa. We don't have the mizbech nowadays, so how are we supposed to go ahead and put up against it? Esve Abaye, Abaye frekt the kasha to show that no, it's not through just standing up. It's actually through lekicha. It says Esve Abaye lulav harava shisha v'shiva. It says lulav and harava, and it puts them together. My lav kelulav. Don't we say that it's just like a lulav? That my lulav benetila af harava benetila. Just like lulav is taken through to the harava is also taken. Is going on midi area? What do you think? That's a raya. Stishkin a raya. Hakadisi v'algadisi. Each one has their own shtickle. The lulav has its thing that it does, and the rava does what it does. The fact that it's next to each other doesn't mean you have to copy it. Eisvei abaye abaye comes along and deflects the kasha. Eisvei abaye abaye comes along and deflects the kasha. We have a mishnah which is coming up soon in a few blot. B'chol yom akifin as mizbeach pamachas. Every day the kohanim mitzvah meant would go around the mizbeach. One time, Oso Yom Sheva Panam. On that day, they used to go around seven times. Rashi says, "What's Yom B'Shvi? Mitigatani Pam Achas V'Sheva Panim Shma Mina Akafa B'Regel Sav Mizbechu U'Bameh Makifin La Barava." What do we go around with? That's the Gemara asks now. Oso Yom Sheva Panim. My love, is it talking about you go around Barava with an Arava? In which case, obviously, it's going to be Lekicha, not Netila. The Gemara is Lo Balulav. You go around holding a lulav. Right, Rashi says, "Lo, but lulav makifin la'achas shizakfu arava salve mizbech." After you go and you put the arava up, then you go and you walk around it seven times. You walk around it. V'ha amar Rav Nachman baravua barava. He says, "Actually, went around using the arava itself. Therefore, it was also lekicha that would take the arava and on Shabbos." Amalei says back to him, "Hu amar lach barava." It's true. He said, Barava, v'ana, I mean a lulav. But I disagree. And I say it was with a lulav. I don't have to hold what he holds. Therefore, I say he did it with a lulav. Itmar, we're going to delve into that a little bit now. Rabbi Elazar Amar Balulav, he did it with a lulav. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nasan Amar Rabbi Chanina Barava, they went around the circle in with the makif with the arava. The Chen Amar Rabbi Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua Barava, he said it was done with the arava. Amalei Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Bered Rabbi the Rabbi Bar Barchana Bar Uria. Literally means bar means like the son of Uria means of light means the son of the Teda. Come, tell us like an amazing thing, milsam aliyusa, a great thing that your tata said. Tell us something that your heliga tata said. Hadatanan, about the following idea that we saw in the Mishnah, that kol yom akifin hazbech pamachas, v'osa yom akifin hazbech sheva pa'amim. Hachi amar avuch mishmei d'rabbe lozer. Balulav. It's talking about the lulav. I don't know if I read that right. I don't remember what I just said, but I'm going to say it again. Ta ve'imalach. It's not that you tell us, but I'm going to tell you. Milsam alistav ve'amaravuch. Tell me that you're great, that your father said. On the following Mishnah, kol yom akifin zbeach pamachas. V'osa yom akifin zbeach shavavamim. Hachem avuch shedrabalaz. That's what your father said. But lulav was done with a lulav. And now, the Gemara Frex. Esavei zabai coming on the attack over here. Again, lulav doches a Shabbos b'tchilaso. Lulav is doches knocks off Shabbos in the very beginning, meaning on b'yom tov rishon and yom tov rishon. V'arava b'sofon, a rava knocks it off on the last day. Pamachas chal shvi shel rava deos b'shabbos. One time it actually happened that the seventh day of the rava it fell on Shabbos. V'viu morbios shel rava me'erev Shabbos. Rashi says when it says the view morbios shel harava me'erev of Shabbos, what it means, morbios means netios, means these little plants that bring of harava, they would bring it on erev Shabbos on Friday. V'nichum ba'azara, and they would go and they would leave it, they put it in the azara. V'kir behen by susim unatalim uchavashum tachas avanim, and the by susim, which weren't such great people for us, Rashi says v'kiru bahen by susim erkushu tamide baisus v'ein stukin. They're heretics. V'ein modim by rova. They don't hold of the kinds of rova altogether. Shein mufreshim in the Torah. Not in the Torah itself. So they would go ahead, and when they saw what there were rovas over there, what would they do? Now, Lamachar, the next day, he cured behind Amheretz. What was it the Baisusim did? They went ahead right beforehand. It says that they realized what was going on, that these are Ravos, and they took them and they hid them underneath rocks. Right? And they knew what? What was Pshat that they did that? She says, Kvashim the Timnum, come about, they hid them, Takasavanim, Vyodim, Heim Bechacham, Shal Yitaltalu, Lamachar Avanim. He knows that they're not going to go and move the rocks. Lamachar Kubehan Amaritz. The next day, some of the Amaratsim understood what happened. Ushmatum mitachas havanim. Amaratsim usually look in a negative way, but in this case we're looking in a positive way. That they came against these by Susan, Rashi says, Shaloy Bikim Beisir Tiltul, Vahim Haisu Yadam Im Haprushim. So what happened was Ushmatum mitachas havanim, Vivio Kohanim is cut from Mitsinim is Beach. So the Amaratsim, they saw what's going on over there, and they went and they took out the stuff from under the rocks, and then Revin Mukhanim is going to be sitting in Mizbeach. The Kohanim took them and he stood it up by the Mizbeach. Why did they give the coin to go and to stand it up? Rashi says, "But you saw Lo Yenichnas Bein Ulam the Mizbeach. He can't go over there." Umidiketani Chibot from the fact that it says Chibot Arava Mechlal the Biyadnotim. The fact that we talk about the waving of it must be it was in their hands. Menanum Kifin Ba. Hakohanim is a mizbeach beraglam. They walk around it with their hands, and then they would go and they would stand it up. Lefi, now what exactly were the baisusim trying to do? They don't believe that waving the arava is docha Shabbos. Alma binatilahi. The fact that they go ahead and they're talking about this concept of waving of the hanaf over here must be we're talking about that alma binatilahi. That this chiyuv is through netila and not by actually standing it up. So said the Gemara tiyufta taka. It's true. This is a tiyufta. This is we knock off of Yosef and his whole posse and all his crew who said that they didn't walk around holding it, but rather they stood it up. No, not true. They actually went ahead and they would walk around with it. Okay, my friends, we're not done with this again. We're gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.